also type of a herb. V'ha beitzim and eggs. V'ha gargar, another type of a herb. These type of herbs are no good for you. Rav says, the Dash in the Pasuk, it says, V'yetzi echad el asodim, lilkot oris. He went to collect oris. So, tona mishmei de Rav Meir, we learned the name of Rav Meir, ze gargar. What does oris mean? That's his gargar. That's a type of a herb that's no good, that's no good, just makes the body warm, and it could come what they carry. But it is good for the body. The Mar says, Amr Rav Yechanan, Loma nikra shimon oris. Why does the Pasuk call it oris? It's very good for the eyes. If you eat this gargar, this type of a herb, it's very good for the eyes, it makes you see well. And Amar Rav Huna, Hamoitzi gargar, if somebody finds a gargar in the street, you find it. If you could eat it, it doesn't bother you, eat it, it's good for you. Why? Like we just said, it'll have, make you have good eyesight. The Imlav, if for some reason you can't eat it or you don't like it, pass it over your eyes. Like, let it be misak in your eyes. That's a good answer. And Amar of Papa says, Begagira mitzarnur. What type of a gargar are we talking about? That's good for your eyes. It's a type of a herb that grows on the mitzarnur, means on the borders, at the end of the field. Like Rashi says, mitzarnur, ha-godal al ha-metzer. It grows on the side, on the metzer. Shein tzivivaysav zeracher. There's no other seed next to it. Sheyachish koichai. It's the seed, the herb that grows by itself. There's nothing else growing next to it. It grows very strong. So that type of a herb we're talking about, that's good for your eyesight. So far what we're talking about is that about Keri, he should watch himself, that the 7 days he has to become Tor, he has to watch himself, since he has to make a bdikah, not to eat one of these type of foods, because these foods will make him become about Keri. So first of all, the question is, if these foods only make you become a Bakeri, it doesn't make you become a Zav. So who, what do we see, what do we keep if it becomes a Bakeri? He's talking about a Zav now. He has to have Shivas Nekiyim, 7 days to be clean, poshid, not to be a Zav. But what do we care about being a Bakeri? So that you have to say, no, the locker is a Bakeri, the Keri is Saiser. When you have to have Zayin Nekiyim, after you became a Zav, when you have to check yourself the next 7 days, if you'll see Keri, that will also be Saiser. Or at least that one day won't help you. Therefore, you have to be careful not to eat anything, not even to make you become a Bakeri. Also, which fair to you, Shonim Yitzakasha, like this Gemara is talking about by a Zav. Like, why doesn't the Gemara talk about our Mishnah also? We start off saying that Kohen Godol on Erev Yom Kippur, we don't give him certain foods to eat, so he shouldn't become a Bakeri. Like, why don't we bring down the next set of foods also? Like, by a Bakeri, by a Zav Gufam, we have a lot of more foods we say he should not eat. How come the Braisa doesn't bring down this din upon our Mishnah also? They say the Kohen Gadol should not eat these things either on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's the bottom place to Shonim Yitzchak Kashem. It's Ein Machil Noisei Chagvan. Tema, Amai Lo Choshev B'Kohen Gadol. Why don't we say these same type of foods the Kohen Gadol should not eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Yesh Loima, so he answers, Lo Yechmiru Boi Kokach. We're not machmas so much upon the Kohen Gadol. Because if he's not a Zav, he doesn't need Zayin Nekiyim, and it's not so Shchiyach to become a Bakeri, because like we'll see later, we try and keep him up the whole night. So therefore, Stam for Chashash, you don't have to worry and keep him away from these foods, only from the first foods. The Imtayma, Amay Leichlui LeZav, for Lo Yein HaMatama B'Yonis, why don't we give him to eat? Why do we care he's not Matama B'Yonis? Yishrem the Mekol Mokka, Miyosos, like we said before, Afilu B'Yonis, that no, it just doesn't make him become a Zav. But once you are a Zav, now you want to become Tor, you have to have 7 days of being clean from not seeing anything. And if you'd see a Zavis on the Balkeri, Machmas, this food, even though it's called like an Oinus, something caused it, still would be Saiser. That day won't help you for the Zainikim. Therefore, by the Zav, we're more Machmir, shouldn't eat these type of foods. By showing the Kohen Gadol, we're not so Machmir. It's only the first type of foods you should not eat, and not more. Right. Omarav Gidl Omarav. Achsanoi lo yoichal beitzim. An achsanoi means if you're sleeping by somebody else's house, you should not eat eggs there. Why? For the same reason. Because Rash lo yoichal beitzim, shemevinu lide keri. Because eating eggs makes your body warm, and maybe you'll see keri that night, you're talking about keri. O mizgana al bnei habrayis. And the people in the house will realize it, they'll go on the sheet there, it's not nice. So when you're going to sleep by somebody else's house, don't eat eggs there. Not to make yourself become about keri that night. Don't use, like, for a blanket, the balabos's talis. Talis on the mamish's talis is overcoat. Kids are mostly used to use the overcoats for a blanket at night, but don't use the balabos's blanket if you're sleeping by his house. So Rashi says, why not? Lo yishim b'talisa shebalabayis shu meschasa bo bayim. Because the balabos is going to use this coat to wear in the daytime. Shem yim tzola keri. And maybe you're going to sleep with it at night. Maybe you'll be a valkyrie that night. And some yezera will go on his coat and it's not nice. So therefore, don't use somebody else's coat when you're sleeping in his house. Vaita. Marav kim, famous Gemara here. That Rav kim miklo le Darshish. When Rav used to go visit this city of Darshish, he used to go away from his home and he used to come into a new city. So Vaita, there was Noshim there, Zainas there, Vaita, he was afraid that he shouldn't become a valkyrie in this new city. Is Machris, he would yell out and say, Man heavily yoima, who wants to be my wife for one day? He's the time that he spent now in this city, today he shouldn't have any taiva for other women there. He wanted to have a wife. Every city he went to, he got married that day to live to have a wife that day. He used to Machris yell out, Man heavily yoima, who wants to be my wife for today? Trashiki miklu ledarshish, Shom hoyu rogulelech. He used to go there often. He used to say, Man heavily yoima. Yesh isha shetinosta li liyomi. Who wants to be my wife for one day? Shes akev kan. As long as I have to be there, you'll be my wife. Veteitzel yachemi kan. And after, when I leave this city, I go back home, I'll give you a get. So I only stay married to you for one day. That was a tnai in the kedushin. Like I'm marrying you for one day, as long as I'm staying here. And when I leave, I'll give you a get. Finished. Because they take away his taiva for the Yetzirah. That's what Rav used to do. Mora says Rav Nachman also the same thing. Rav Nachman kad miklo licha lishchansiv. When he used to go into this city, Machriz also would give an announcement, Man heavenly yoyme, who wants to be my wife for one day? That's all. So today when he came into the city away from his own wife, from his own home, he shouldn't have taiva for other noshim, he would always have a wife in this new city. For the Gemara Kasha, for a time he would learn like this, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Oymer, Lo yisa adam isha b'medina zu, a person should not marry a wife in L.A., v'yelech v'yis isha b'medina cheres, and then go marry another wife in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Shema yizdav goes ze etzel ze. Maybe they'll have children for both of them, and this one will have a daughter, this one will have a son, and they'll get them later years, they'll get married together, and they won't even know that they're brothers and sisters. V'nimtza ach noyseach choysoi. Maybe a brother will come out to marry his own sister. Because if you marry your wife in this city and the wife in another city, and the kids don't know one another, so later maybe they'll meet up and get married to one another. Umamala kol olam kula mamzeris, and you make the world become mamzeris, mamzerim. V'yalzin, Nerman, this the pasuk says, umol arad zima. So it's not a nice thing to do, to have one wife in this city and another wife in another city, and they don't know one another. So if you do have children, the children won't know one another, and they won't know who's a brother, who's a sister. So how could the Rabbanim here get married to an Isha in this city and have another wife in another city? Have the Gemara Amri, Rabbanim Kol Islu. That's not a kasha. Everybody knows that this is the wife of the big Talmud Chochem. And now if they have kids, the kids is also, everybody knows, this is the son of Rav Nachman. This is the son of Rav. So everybody knows about who the children are. We don't have this gezera, maybe they'll come to intermarriage one another. So therefore for them you don't have this chashash. Trashi Rabbon and Kurlis Lay, Ushimom Kori Abinayim. The children carry their father's name. Everybody knows this is Rav's son. This is Rav Nachman's son. Therefore, there won't be this chash. Maybe the sons and the sons and daughters will get married to one another. For anymore, another kasha though. I've got my Rav. Rav said, the locher is, Tavu Linosei. Anytime you go to a lady and tell her, let's get married. You say you want to get married to her. After you have the shidduch, you make up, now we're going to get married. That's the tevuli nosei. You come to her and tell her, I want to marry you. Finis paisa, and she agrees, says, yes, I'll mask him to marry you. He's a lochot tzricho leishav shivonikiyim. They're not allowed to have tashmash right away. You can't get married right away. You have to wait 7 days. After zayinikiyim, then you can have tashmash with her. Why? Because we're afraid that the second she agrees to marry you, that's called dam chemdon. She has such a lust, like she feels so happy, she wants you so much, we're afraid that may cause her to see some nidus, some dam. And she's told me then, so you have to wait another 7 days. So any time after the Isha says, yes, she's masculine to get married to you, you can't marry for another 7 days. You have to wait at least 7 days longer. Rashi says, yeah, again, you have to wait a good 7 days. Miyom shenis ratzos, v'al shema machmas chimud ros adam. Maybe because of a chimud, she has a taiva chemda, she has a want that she wants to get married to you. That causes her to see dam. So Mela, how does it help you hear these Talmid Chachamim who went into the city and they gave an announcement right now, who wants to marry me? And Poshet Smashma, or whoever said yes, they went and made a chas and they lived with her. The attachment was them. It says that we have to be afraid that as soon as she agrees to get married to you, maybe that caused it to see some dam, and she's a nida. She can't live with her for another 7 days. So what does it help? And Rav only stayed in the city 1 day only. So what does it help to have a wife for 1 day if you can't live with her? And for the Gemara, Rabbonin aduya heve modiyelu mikoidim heve mekadme o meshadre shluchei. One third of the Nechnami, before Rav knew, like in the month in advance, he has to go to that city. So a few weeks before he went there, he sent Shluchim to arrange for him, to ask around who wants to marry Rav when he gets there. So they agreed already 7 days before him. So then when Rav comes to the city, he just got married right away, and he had a paspasala. He had his wife there. Say Nechnami though, the announcement, she agreed to marry him 7 days before at least. That's one teretz. The boy is same, another teretz is, Teretz was no. When Rav came into the city, he didn't send any shluchim beforehand. He just right now announced who wants to marry me. So the question was, how could he live with her? We have to be choshed as dam chemda. Maybe she's a leader. The teretz is, Rav only announced to have yichud, just to be together, not to live together, just to be miyachid. So Rashi says, yichud biyama means, v'yenis kokhin lehen. I don't want to live with them, to have tashmish with them. Elosha nosa isha. A nisava kimi shein leisha. Just the fact to have pasta salon. Yitzhakah got married to them, even though they had a dinida now. He wasn't allowed to live with them, but it was enough just the fact he was married to the lady that would take away his taiva to be with any other lady. The Gemara says, "Biboy yisayim le yichudi hevim yachtilu." He only had yichud with them. In other words, he didn't have tashmish with them. He only had yichud with them. Yitzhakah got married to them, and he only had yichud, was alone in the room. It's not a doima if somebody has bread in his basket. Somebody does not have bread in his basket. So you know, that's what pshat. That even though he wasn't allowed to live with this isha because she was a nida, a chash da nida, since he was married to her, he knew if he wanted to, he could stay here another 7 days and then live with her. That would take away his taivam to be with any other isha. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisa the kasha. That the locha is by Isha Nida, if you marry an Isha and she's a Nida, B'shas Chasna, is also Yichud. Hey, before you live with your wife and not let her have Yichud with her, if she's a Nida. So what are you telling us now? You could have Yichud with her, be alone with her, Lachura Yichud is also Wasa. So Tais wants to say another Pshat. Tais Pshat he wants to say is, what the Gemara means by Yichud is, he just told them that he didn't tell them right now who wants to marry me. He just says, who wants to be Miyachid with me? So they didn't have so much Chemda right then. So there's no chash of dam nidus. And then Enechnami, then right away Rav made the chasna, did marry them, and then he was mutter to live with them. So it just depends how you say it. If they agreed to marry you, then they have dam chemda. But if they didn't agree to marry, he just agreed to have yichud with him, and then he went and made the chasna, mashma, that would be all right. Right? Santa Gemara, but that's what they used to do. Take away the hero of other ishes. Yeah, right. So the Mishnah Vaita. Masruho Zikne Bezdin. So far the last Mishnah said that they used to give the Kohen Gadol over to the Zkenim of the Sanhedrin, and they would teach them the Chumash of Achrimois to get him used to doing the Avoida, to know the different Kabonas. Now after the Zikne Bezdin got finished with him, Masruho Zikne Bezdin Le Zikne Kuna. The older people from the Sanhedrin would give over the Kohen Gadol to the Zikne Kuna, to the older Kahanim. Veheluhu Beis Avtinus. Now, what did the Zikne Kuna do with him? They brought him up to the base of Avtinus. In the Mishnayos, the Girsa should be the way the Bach has, Vehelu Lalios base of Avtinus. They brought him up to the attic of this person, base of Avtinus. It was a Lishka in the base of Migdish. It was called upon his name. We'll see in the Gemara why they used to make the Keteris there. They did this to teach the Kohen Gadol how to do the Keteris. So Rashi Masrul Zikne Bezdin, Shekar Ulafon Abasedi Rayoim, as after the Zikne from the Sanhedrin taught the Kohen Gadol the Seder Hayoim, then they gave him over to the Zikne Kuna, Lelamdei Chafinus, to teach him how to make the Chafinus, the handful of the Keteris, how to do with the Keteris. Hamutelis Olav Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol had to do on Yom Kippur. Shenemar Omole Chofnov Keteris Samin. He had to take a handful of the Keteris Samin. The Avoida Koshi was a very hard Avoida, Kilakamon. This is one of the hardest Avoidas that were in the Beis Hamikdash, the Chafinia for the Keteris. This we'll learn later on exactly how they do it. So the kids used to take the Kohen Gadol now to teach him how to do this. So they brought him up to the base of Tinus, that's Rashi. They used to chop up the Ktoris there. They would mix up the right amount of Samamonim with the Ktoris to make the Ktoris. So that was this room, the Lishcha based of Tinus. They brought the Kohen Gadol there. V'yeshbiyuhu, and they made the Kohen Gadol swear. V'niftaru, the Ziknei Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, before they left, they made the Kohen Gadol swear to them. V'niftaru, V'okulhem, and then the Ziknei Bezdin went away and left them there with the Ziknei Kuna. Rashi v'yeshbiyuhu, what do they have to make him swear for? Shlo yehei tzeduki, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur should not act like a tzeduki. What does that mean? L'sakim mibachutz, that the tzedukim used to first fix up the keteris outside the Beis HaMikdash, u'lahaknas bifnim, and then they brought it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, not allowed to outside the Beis HaMikdash, but outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They used to first fix up the keteris and then bring it into lefnim. K'derminah b'gemara. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do all of it inside the lefnay lefnim. So he used to make a shmur, make the Kohen Gadol swear before Yom Kippur that he's not going to act like a tzedukim, but rather do the way you're supposed to. And then the Ziknei Bezdin went away. Now v'yarmuloi, that means before they went away, now the Mishnah is going back to explain how did the Ziknei Bezdin make him swear. V'yarmuloi, they said to the Kohen Gadol like this, Ishi Kohen Gadol, like Adoni, my master the Kohen Gadol, Odo Shluchei Bezdin, we are the Shluchei Bezdin, we are the Kenim of the Sanhedrin, V'ata Shlucheinu, you're our Shliach, the Kohen Gadol, you're going to be the Shliach for the whole Klal Yisrael tomorrow, V'shliach Bezdin, you're also the Shliach Bezdin, we're making you swear. In other words, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his Shechina was here in the base of Migdash. That you're not going to change anything from what we're going to teach you right now. In other words, you're going to do the Keteris the way it says in the Torah, and not the way that Tzukim do it. Now, who perish Rebbeicha? The Kohen Gadol, after he swore, would go away and start crying for the Pshatas, because they were choshed him, that maybe it was a Tzuki, he felt so bad. And the Ziknei Bezdin also, after they made him swear, also went away and started to cry. They also feel bad that they had to do this, to make him swear that it wasn't a tzuki. But I told him, that's the din, you have to do it. So they did it, even afterwards they were both crying. Now, Im hoyu chochem derish. Trashi, if the Kohen Gadol was a chochem derish, but v'ar halacha, kol lel yom kippurim, shlo yishan v'yirakeri. The whole night we kept him up, we didn't let him go to sleep, and he used to darshan. If it was a Talmud Chochem, he would say halachas the whole night. Im hoya Chochem derish. V'yimlav, if he wasn't a Talmud Chochem, trash v'yimlav Chochem hu. V'yodeya do lehovin l'shmoya, be new to understand, dvar halacha, v'en yodeya lidrash, darshan afon of. If he was smart enough, I could put him to understand the drasha, so he had somebody else come and darshan to him the whole night. So the Mishnah, v'yimlav, if he couldn't give the drasha himself, talmidi chachomim darshan afon of. Other Tamil Chachamim would dash in front of him. If you knew how to say psukim, let him say psukim. V'yimlav kerv in the front of him. He himself doesn't know how to read nach. That's how bad off he was. The Kohen Gadol has bisman the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Like we said before, he used to just bite himself in, even though they weren't Tamil Chachamim. If he didn't know how to be Korea to even read, he couldn't even read mamish meridik. Couldn't even read. V'yimlav kerv in the front of him. We used to lay and read in front of him. Uvameh Kurin, what did we read in front of him, Lefonov? Biyuv. We read in front of him from Iyuv, over Ezra, over Divrei HaYamin. Now, Zechariah ben Kavuta Leiner, Pavim Harbe Karis Lefonov B'Daniel. He used to say, I used to read in front of the Kohen Gadol the whole night of Leil Yom Kippur, I used to read Daniel to him. Trashi, V'yim Lav Chochim Uv Yedei Lehovin L'Shmoye Dvar Locha V'en Yedei Lidros Darshan Lefonov. Biyuv Ezra, Shem Dvar Mamshichim Esalev, L'Shoyma V'en Shino V'en Shino Chatfosim. These are things that make you feel bad. You listen to it. It's mamshich the lev. The lev wants to hear more and more and more about it. And that will keep him going that he wouldn't go to sleep. But the kids say we don't want the Kohen Gadol to sleep the night of Yom Kippur. We're afraid maybe he'll come about Keri. Therefore, we try to keep him up the whole night. So, to Gemara.